Hello and welcome to a special edition of Rajneeti ahead of the Bihar Assembly Elections 2020. Last week on October 8th, Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan passed away after a heart surgery. The minister had been an important part of Bihar politics, and his son Chirag Paswan will take his place at the helm of Lok Jan Shakti Party in the upcoming elections. To discuss more on this, we have Gulam Jilani, Assistant News Editor from Money Control, who covers politics. Hi Gulam, welcome to the show.
Hi Kinti, thank you for having me.
To begin with, can you give us the background on Ram Vilas Paswan's politics in Bihar?
Okay, so see, Ram Vilas Paswan was arguably one of the tallest and one of the most prominent Dalit leaders from Bihar, right? He has been in politics for last 5 decades. And he was seen as someone, you know, if we look at Bihar politics in last 5 decades, he was seen as someone who couldn't make it to the chief minister's post, which he obviously wanted. But yes, his party, LJP, which he found in 2000 exactly, couldn't win many seats, like enough seats to form the government. But yes, his party would swing the election results.
Okay.
For example, after 2000, when he formed his party called Lok Jan Shakti Party, 4 years after the party, in 2004, in 2005, soon after the general Lok Sabha elections were held at the center and UPA Manmohan Singh government came to power, he was in the UPA government, in Manmohan Singh cabinet, and we had elections in Bihar in February 2005, to be precise. And in that election, Ram Vilas Paswan decided to not be with UPA. So he was with UPA at the center, but in the state of Bihar, he decided not to be with UPA and fight the elections alone. And that time, his party got 29 seats. So with 29 seats, Ram Vilas Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party ensured that Lalu Rabdi rule of 15 years, they had ruled Bihar for 15 years, was finished. So as I said earlier, he didn't win enough seats, his party didn't win enough seats to form the government. But his role was enough to destabilize Lalu and Rabdi rule of 15 years. So that is how important he is. He has not been a chief minister of Bihar. He has his party has never got enough seats to form the government. But he has made his presence felt in Bihar. He is known as one of the most prominent leaders from Bihar, one of the most prominent Dalit leaders from Bihar. And we saw in 2005, we are seeing today also, like as we go for polls, which begin on October 28, his party has again, like his son has, now he's no more, so his son has decided to go alone. So we look at his role like we had in 2005. So his role will be worth watching. How many seats will LJP get? How will the LJP further, you know, after the results come and depending on the number of seats that LJP gets, what role will the party play? Will it go with NDA, like it is with the NDA government at the center? Will the LJP go with the NDA or will LJP go with the, you know, Grand Alliance, which is led by Tejaswi Yadav of RLD? So it will depend on number of seats. This time it's more important because Bihar is seeing mostly a generation shift of leaders. Like there is no Lalu Prasad Yadav, he is inside, he is behind bars. So his son Tejaswi Yadav is leading from the front. Ram Vilas Paswan has died. His son Chirag Paswan is leading the Lok Jan Shakti Party. Nitish Kumar is an old guy, but there is no second generation to Nitish Kumar. So we'll have to wait for election results. We'll have to wait for November 10 to see how LJP or Ram Vilas Paswan, so to say, or Chirag Paswan, important will be, how much importance will he get, his party get in the elections.
Right. I just want to ask you about his position as the cabinet minister of consumer affairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that have interfered in Bihar politics if he were alive? I mean, how would he have managed that?
See, if we look at Ram Vilas Paswan's career, he may be, you know, he is often referred as one of the, you know, tallest socialist leaders, one of the prominent Dalit leaders. Even he started contesting elections in 1969, which was way, and he won the elections. Then eventually he became MLA for 2 terms. Then eventually he became an MP, and he has been an MP till 2009. So in all these years, we saw him as a politician who worked with the right, the left and the center. That is to say, he has been he has worked under five prime ministers, including the present Narendra Modi. So he has worked with Manmohan Singh. He has worked with Atal Bihari Vajpayee's NDA government. He has worked with IK Gujral. He has worked with VP Singh. He has worked with all, you know, with the United Front government. So all these years throughout his career, he has been working with almost all the coalition governments at the center. So his role remains important. But again, as I said earlier, he has been a national politician mostly, but his presence his party makes a presence in Bihar. His party has a say in Bihar. So this time around, had he been alive, obviously he was in the cabinet of Narendra Modi government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's cabinet. So we were before his death, like days before his death, his son Chirag Paswan announced that his party will contest alone in Bihar, but they will use Narendra Modi's name because they are in alliance with center, with the BJP at the center. He was, I think, the only non-BJP cabinet minister in Narendra Modi's cabinet. He was important because of his, you know, prominence among Dalits, precisely among, you know, Paswans, that is his core voters. And he was seen as a Dalit leader, not just at the center, but also in the state. So had he been alive, we would have been in a situation where LJP's Chirag Paswan is contesting election alone in Bihar, and his father, who is the patron who founded the party 20 years ago, happens to be the cabinet minister at the center. Though Chirag Paswan had his father's backing, Ram Vilas Paswan had said some days ago that he backs every decision that his son takes. So he would have been at the center. His son would have been leading the charge of the party in the state. But as I said earlier, situation would have been different in terms of how much support will LJP get in Bihar, because his vote bank, precisely Paswan's, his core voters, they were more fond of Ram Vilas Paswan than his son, because of, you know, a couple of reasons. One was that they considered Chirag Paswan as someone who was, you know, what they called Shahar ka ladka. He was a city boy. They would say he would stay in Delhi. He was an MP. He would stay in Delhi. He would never come to Bihar. And they would often complain that he was, you know, Chirag Paswan was the president of Lok Jan Shakti Party only on paper. He wouldn't be on ground. Ram Vilas Paswan's death may change the electoral dynamics of Bihar. Maybe Lok Jan Shakti Party gets the sympathy vote. Maybe people who would support him earlier also would think, let's support Chirag Paswan. His father is no more. So he gets enough numbers to have a say after the results are out. And as I said earlier, that will decide how the party takes the next course, next, you know, move, whether it has to be with the NDA's government in the state, or it has to be with Grand Alliance, whichever way the result comes.
And if he were alive, was there any promises that he made to the people while, you know, giving speech?
One thing that the Lok Jan Shakti Party, I mean, I'm not sure about the party might get the sympathy votes. People, even the best of political analysts have said that party might get the sympathy, but you never know, you know, maybe not enough to get it, enough seats. But yes, the one thing that Chirag Paswan lacks is he doesn't have a prominent face. Chirag Paswan is considered a rookie politician, right? He's not considered like his father was. His father is, Ram Vilas Paswan is known not just among Paswans, but also among other castes. He is known as, you know, we had carried stories in Money Control. He's known as weather vane of politics. So people say that he would predict political winds and take the next course of action accordingly. That is what he was credited with. And also in his 50-year long career, he would get crowds, you know, huge crowds in his rallies. He would talk to them in local dialect. He was considered as a mass leader. He was considered as a leader who was connected to the ground, connected to the roots, and people would, you know, identify themselves with him. And also one reason for Ram Vilas Paswan's prominence was he started, you know, exactly when he became the MLA, it was 1969. It was the time when there was a political movement in the country when the Congress hegemony was being challenged.
Right.
So he was among the, he was in fact the first leader to challenge that, you know, that hegemony of the Congress, especially in North India. He had created those first cracks in the upper caste dominance. That is how he started. So it was the time when backward communities were making their presence felt in democratic policies of the country, in democratic politics of the country. But yes, again, he talked about, you know, while Ram Vilas Paswan, his role in Mandal Commission recommendations is also acknowledged. While he talked about, you know, giving opportunity to the backward classes, while he talked about, you know, challenging that upper caste dominance, he also talked about, you know, power, justice will come with power. So while he wanted justice for the backward communities of the country, he would also pitch for bringing power to them. He would often, you know, navigate through these twin streams of justice and power. And he would say justice will come with power. His critics would say that he was an opportunist. He would go the way wind blew. But yes, that is how he was. He had said in interviews that justice will not come without power. But yeah, so that is what his son will lack. His son is not as prominent as his father was. His son may not be able to connect with people as his father would. His son doesn't carry that huge, you know, prominence with him. And also there are no other faces that his son can, you know, resort to get votes. The only thing that Chirag Paswan is doing now is he is using Prime Minister Narendra Modi's name, though it has become controversial because BJP and JDU have warned LJP of using Narendra Modi's name in the election campaign. So it will be too early to say, but yes, had he been alive, things would have been different. His support base is much broader than his son has. His face value was important. His appeal to the masses was more than that his son has. So as I said, it remains to be seen how Chirag Paswan goes ahead and what his relationship with BJP remains and how he reaches out to the voters.
Right. And you mentioned that Ram Vilas Paswan used to talk for Dalits. But what about the Hathras rape case? Will that play a role in the LJP, how they talk and how they campaign?
See, if you look at Bihar elections, right in the beginning, for a background, right in the beginning, Hathras happened at a time when it happened, I think, a month before Bihar elections. Hathras is an important factor, but again, it is a factor for BJP, and the Hathras victim is a Valmiki, is also a Dalit subcaste, but Paswans are a different subcaste. They are also Dalits, but a different subcaste. Obviously, LJP Paswan had been a very vocal voice of Dalits in the country. But the fact remains that Hathras happened in BJP ruled state.
Right.
And Yogi Adityanath faced a lot of criticism because of Hathras incident, primarily because the DM, you know, cremated the woman without the consent of the family. It is basically the BJP which will have to defend the Hathras case than the LJP, right? Maybe Chirag Paswan, as he has been doing, has been using, you know, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's name in garnering support and votes in Bihar. But again, he will not need to defend what BJP needs to defend in as far as Hathras gang rape and murder is concerned. During the campaign, Hathras will be there. Hathras will be an issue, will be talked about in election. We saw when she was cremated, we saw Congress speaking about it. We saw RJD speaking about it. We'll see BJP defending it. I don't think for LJP, Hathras would be an important issue.
You mentioned that Chirag Paswan has announced that he will not be along with somebody and he will be, the party will contest alone. But at the same time, you mentioned that, you know, Chirag Paswan will not have as much as support as compared to his father. How is he going to balance this?
Yeah, see, I told you that, you know, in last election in 2015, LJP contested 42 seats and they just won 2 seats. LJP got just 2 seats out of the 42 it contested. right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, this time, as I said, situation is a bit different. One is that Ram Vilas Paswan is no more. Two, there's a very strong, you know, rumor or strong chance that analysts say BJP is using LJP to checkmate Nitish Kumar, JDU. I'll give you a little bit of background. In 2015, when the last elections were held, JDU was the single largest party and it formed the government
mm-hmm.
with Congress and RJD. So there was a grand alliance. So BJP, while BJP is an alliance partner with JDU right now, they don't trust Nitish Kumar as much because they think he might as well go with Congress. He might as well make an alliance with Congress and RJD. And also another factor is BJP wants to be a larger alliance partner. They don't want to be second, you know, fiddle to JDU in Bihar. So for that, political analysts say this can be true or this can be wrong also. BJP has denied it. LJP has denied it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people say that LJP is part of BJP's plan to checkmate Nitish. So mm-hmm. what happens is LJP will divide the votes, right? And mm-hmm. LJP will divide JDU's votes. JDU will emerge as weaker than expected. Mm-hmm. And then BJP will make government with LJP, right? And JDU will be kind of finished. But again, while LJP is contesting elections, at least six former BJP members have joined LJP and they have got tickets in LJP, right?
Right.
So they were expecting a ticket, BJP ticket, but they didn't get the BJP ticket. So they have shifted to LJP where they have got tickets. They are contesting elections. This includes a former minister. This includes a very senior BJP leader also. So again, the people are saying, what is the game behind all this? What is happening? So tomorrow on November 10, even if LJP gets 10, 12 seats, so they will have some, you know, very important role to play in forming the government. JDU and LJP have been at, you know, loggerheads for long. Chirag Paswan has been publicly criticizing Nitish Kumar. He has not been happy with Nitish Kumar's policies. He says that Nitish Kumar did not deliver on his promises. In fact, when Ram Vilas Paswan was ill, Chirag Paswan had said that Nitish Kumar didn't even, you know, inquire about his health. So there have been controversies between the two parties, but again, both of these parties, JDU and LJP, were with BJP. They are with BJP at the center also. So, but what happened was Nitish Kumar also played a master stroke by having, you know, a prominent Dalit leader and former Chief Minister Jitanram Manji in his party. So that was the last nail in the coffin for the relationship between LJP and JDU. And Chirag Paswan, in fact, Ram Vilas Paswan didn't like that. He wanted it to be. So now the question remains, how is Chirag Paswan going to balance it? So it will be interesting. We saw when Ram Vilas Paswan was ill, Prime Minister Narendra Modi calling Chirag Paswan. We saw when Ram Vilas Paswan passed away, every BJP leader from top to bottom was hailing him as one of the best, one of the tallest Dalit leaders.
Right.
But at the same time, we saw BJP leaders such as Sushil Kumar Modi, Sanjay Jaiswal, criticizing LJP for using Prime Minister Narendra Modi's posters and pictures during elections. In fact, BJP's state head, Mr. Jaiswal, even threatened of filing an FIR against any non-NDA member who would use Prime Minister Narendra Modi's pictures mm-hmm. to get votes. So there is, that is where Chirag Paswan's role is important. But again, he has been asserting, he has been rather insisting that he will contest elections and he is going to use Prime Minister Narendra Modi's name and face for getting votes. But at the same time, he has been saying again and again that he is not happy with JDU. So it will depend. Like I was reading somewhere today, so there was this BJP defector who is now contesting with on LJP ticket. He said that there is no difference. I mean, he is, you know, his soul is still with BJP, but he is contesting election on an LJP ticket and he will use Prime Minister's name. This is a challenge for Chirag Paswan. He may be on a sticky wicket because it all depends on how BJP is going to treat him. It doesn't, you know, if there is a tacit understanding between BJP and LJP, maybe it goes like this, maybe LJP gets few seats and later they merge with BJP. If it is not that way, then whatever number LJP gets, they will go on the right side of power. They will merge with the alliance, either NDA or Grand Alliance, which have the highest number of seats.
So looks like Chirag Pasan has a bigger challenge in front of him, and let's see what happens to the LJP in the upcoming.
It's a bigger challenge because he doesn't come. He has his father's face, but he's no more around, and he is going solo in the polls, and he doesn't have any prominent face to reckon with this. And he's very young and rookie politician. He hasn't, you know, this is first time he's leading the party in the state. So let's see. You never know.
Thank you so much, Gulam, for all these details.
Yeah, thank you so much.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Rajneeti. If you have any other queries or suggestions, or if you want us to cover anything specific ahead of the Bihar elections, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.